I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The revolt against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi began 2 weeks ago. It's taken a different course from the uprisings that have sprung up in other parts of the Arab world. The main difference has been Gaddafi's response, a harsh one involving tanks, machine guns, and warplanes. Gaddafi retains control of the capital, Tripoli, and other nearby cities, but the crackdown doesn't seem to be working in the eastern half of Libya. The BBC's Kevin Connolly is in Benghazi in the east. That city has emerged as the epicenter of the opposition movement. Kevin, apparently anti-Gaddafi leaders in Benghazi have formed a military council. So what's the situation on the ground right now?
I think I would be wary of over-formalizing what's going in Benghazi. I think the overwhelming takeaway from what's happening here has to be a kind of joy in the coming of democracy. There's an extraordinary sense of people celebrating freedom. I mean, there's a blackened courthouse building down in the center of the old historic port of Benghazi. There are abandoned government tanks outside it. Kids sit on there having their photographs taken by their parents. And all around them, people are engaged in the kind of political discussion which has been banned here for 41 years. So that joy, that kind of energy is all of there.
So does that freedom of dialogue among the people, the residents of Benghazi, also translate into a determination, or is the determination mostly on the part of the rebels?
There is a real determination that this country will be permanently different from now on, that Muammar Gaddafi's rule will not be re-established in the eastern part of the country. There is a historical distinction, an ancient distinction, between the provinces of the east and west of Libya. And one of the reasons why Gaddafi is less popular in the east is frankly because he is from the west. So this place will not be slipping back under Gaddafi's control. But Muammar Gaddafi has always been this kind of somewhere between, I suppose, a bloodthirsty tyrant and a clownish buffoon in the eyes of the West. It is the bloodthirsty tyrant in him which has the upper hand at the moment. He is prepared to use an extraordinary degree of force to defend his grip on power, and it's not clear that the rebels have the firepower to dislodge him.
Right. I mean, that seems to be making people in Benghazi rather tense, because there are threats of air raids and that Gaddafi is flying foreign mercenaries into the country, and then Benghazi might be in his crosshairs.
This is a society of whisper and rumour. I mean, look, again, there's been no freedom of accurate information in this country for four decades. When Muammar Gaddafi took over this country, Richard Nixon was just getting his first term underway in the United States. In this kind of society, rumours, things like plans of air raids, possibilities of attacks by foreign mercenaries, they spread like wildfire and people believe them very widely. I would say, just as the rebels don't, it seems to me, have the capacity to cross this great desert that it took the Allied armies in World War II months to get across, so it seems to me Gaddafi in the east of the country no longer has that kind of firepower at his disposal either. The rebels don't seem to have the immediate power to dislodge Gaddafi. Gaddafi, I would say, certainly doesn't have the power to re-extend his rule over this part of the country.
Finally, Kevin, is there a consensus in Benghazi about the need for a no-fly zone and for foreign military intervention at this point?
If there is a consensus here, it is against foreign military intervention. If you talk about the use of foreign troops to dislodge Gaddafi, the first thing people say to you is Iraq. What about the Western interventions in Iraq? When would any foreign troops go home? The Libyan attitude towards American firepower, don't forget, was set by American bombing raids on Tripoli in the 1980s. People remember those, and they are very suspicious of any idea that foreign or United States force might be used to resolve this conflict. They would like to see sanctions. They would like to see Muammar Gaddafi eventually appear, perhaps before the International Criminal Court. The most they will say about any use of foreign firepower is perhaps a no-fly zone. But even that makes people here apprehensive. They want to be part of the Western world, and they want to enjoy the freedoms that the Western world enjoys, but they do not, I think, want to see Western military firepower deployed to help get them there.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly in Benghazi.